We'll come out of recess. We're here for meeting with the health department and roundtable discussion on animal control.
Feedback that we received last meeting about needing information about budget and structure of personnel and how the shelter could possibly be organized and animal control field services, and also a request for information regarding how much a potential new facility would cost and that sort of thing. We put together this proposal based on the Trilate's Biosolids Coalition model, and I think it provides a pretty good idea of where I think everybody was kind of thinking about going. We did provide a, and I do have to apologize, we printed these out, and then I noticed we forgot to add page numbers. So underneath the Trilate's Biosolids Coalition model, it kind of just shows how that was structured, and eventually that was going to go to a joint municipal utility commission type operation. And based on what we looked at in terms of the how the Biosolids Coalition was set up and how that was arranged, and kind of on our discussions, we have a proposed intergovernmental structure based on that model. So you can see there's basically 10 entities, Taney County, City of Ransom, City of Hollister, City of Forsyth, Village of Bull Creek, Village of Taneyville, Village of Kerrville, City of Marion Woods, City of Rockaway Beach, and Taney County Health Department, all coming together into an organizational structure that would then contract with a nonprofit organization that would basically be in charge of running operations. There wasn't any particular agreement about who that nonprofit organization would be. It could be an existing organization, for instance, a local humane society or a local rescue group that was basically already in that business of running a shelter, or it could be a 501c3 organization that could be started up from the ground up. Of course, if we went with an existing organization, they'd have a lot of the their own structure organized, they'd have their own policies, procedures, they'd have everything already in place. So that would be probably the most the easiest way to move this direction. But I think even setting up our own 501c3, that's also an option, because maybe it can happen. It would a lot of the things we have in place already in terms of the policies, procedures for the shelter that are already in place, and they would, so a lot of things are already in place if we decide to go down our own 501c3 development type model. Underneath that, we envision having a shelter coordinator, at least four techs and then utilizing volunteers for some aspects of this. But at the bare minimum, we would have to have four kennel techs. Just looking at how the shelter's running now, if we take on additional jurisdictions, the volume of animals is going to increase. So I think trying to go with less techs would just be just not be applicable. Most likely, we're going to suggest that we probably add a tech just to make sure that everything's operational the way it should be. In terms of the cooperative agreement, we just have an overview, and these were taken from points that were presented when the biosolids cooperative overview was presented to the jurisdictions. And I think it really, you know, this is, a lot of things are really similar to this in how it's going to be organized across all the jurisdictions. The agreement would need to form a coalition between the member cities and team counties. We do have member jurisdictions would be involved, and those listed. It would outline the responsibilities for utilization, operation, maintenance, and the organization of an animal care and control facility. The jurisdictions will identify funding from their existing revenues to support the program for the agreed-upon funding strategy, which we'll have to talk about here. The jurisdictions will also identify a funding strategy to construct a new facility or upgrade the existing facility at 255 Critter Trail in Hollister, and purchase all necessary equipment to be placed at that facility. Right now, I think most of the equipment is in pretty good shape. I know in the not too distant future, there's probably going to be have to have a discussion about the new washer and dryer, because I think those have been there for several years now. I think they're doing all right, but they're not going to last forever, so that'll be an expense down the road here. I think there will be initial 5-year full term, and then and this is where I guess there was a question about how the biosolids corporate model was developed and how it was transferred from one entity to the next over that 5-year period. I did not know if that was something we wanted to consider, having it transferred from a coalition to a more formal structure, or exactly how that wanted to go. The cooperative agreement would establish membership. There would be monthly board meetings. Each member organization will have one representative vote. Other public entities may be considered and voted on by the coalition for membership. So it could be that we start out with only just not all 10 entities being able to join. So, but down the road, they may decide that they want to join. So that's a possibility. In terms of collecting fees, that's in there, and then rates would have to be adjusted annually and presented to each member, and then just the 5-year cooperation agreement.
Now, before we get too far, our last little get-together, I've kind of committed to the idea that I would do some work on that. So this is the biosolids agreement. Now, animal control version. Now, the one thing that isn't accurate in this is I did not anticipate the Taney County Health Department continuing a role in this. I wasn't certain about how that would work, whether or not they would continue in this or whether they would farm this out to the partnership.
You know, I think
it can go either way. But so the 5 years, all the stuff, the how you assess fees, the operations, all of that stuff, everything that Robert just talked about is here. The one thing I didn't get in the interest of time, I was crunching this at the end. At the very end of this whole thing, I don't have addresses for all the partners and all of that stuff. But, I mean, basically I've got the format in there. You can see. Now, one other thing that I did, and as long as we're just kind of talking about this, if we decide that the best way to do this is to form its own organization, here is a set of bylaws that would be needed to be done for a 501c3. These, again, are patterned off of the biosolids bylaws. So if it's going to become an independent organization, then it would need those. If it doesn't, it wouldn't need those. And these bylaws are the foundation for the cooperative agreement. In other words, what it says you're going to do in here, this implements that. So when you look at them line by line, you'll see that. So anyway, these are start points. And the only thing that I think about that is the Biosolids Coalition spent a fair amount of money between the Coalition and Branson on legal review and all the stuff it took to get through this, work with Ms. Keck on this at some length, actually an extraordinary length, now that I think of it. And so the benefit of that is here. So there's not a lot of original work here. However, the paragraphs do have to speak to the task at hand versus the other thing. So at any rate, I think in an effort to implement what you're seeing here in the outline, you have copies of this cooperative agreement as it stands in biosolids, where you'll see, if you turn to those pages, you'll see it in animal control terms. And animal control, I was at a loss. It could be animal care partnership. There's no magic to a specific word or anything like that. A lot of those are placeholders. But at any rate, some of that legwork has been done there in a place to start.
My first question would be, are all these entities willing to join into this partnership?
You know, I think that a lot of them have expressed interest. I think that it might be too early for them to actually commit, because I think that it's kind of come down to what the actual final cooperative agreement looks like and what the financial commitment is going to be. I know there's, you know, if you want to look at the budget now, we have, for instance, the shelter services budget there, and you can see that if we have, you know, four kennel techs of just the existing number of animals we're bringing in, it's 1251 this last year. You know, the total expenses for the shelter is about $250,000. If we go up to kind of what we're expecting in terms of once we plug in all these jurisdictions, we could have an increase in expenses, which is also going to mean an increase in staff. So we're talking almost $300,000 for over 1,500 animals. And if you break that down by jurisdiction, you can see that there's going to be some expense for these smaller jurisdictions that they're going to have to go back to their communities to see how they're going to pay for it. I know Bull Creek, for instance, what they're paying right now, this is going to be just a modest increase of what they're paying. But when you look at jurisdictions that have not had any sort of animal control, for instance, Marion Woods and Rockaway Beach are the two that stand out, I guess, as well as Kerrville and Teenyville. They have not had animal control services for a long, long, long time. And I anticipate that those numbers are pretty modest, because they probably can pick up 50 to 75 dogs pretty quick in the first few months, just for what we've heard about just the level of animals running at large around those communities and stuff. So when you extrapolate that out to the cost and about, you know, $195 an animal or more, you're talking, for instance, with Marion Woods and Rockaway Beach with 75 animals, almost $15,000. Then with, if you want to add field services, that's another couple thousand. So I don't know if their budgets are going to be able to handle that. So I think there's going to have to be a discussion about how maybe these smaller jurisdictions contribute. Maybe, you know, we're projecting 75 animals, but if their budget can't afford that, maybe they could join with the idea that they're only going to pay at the beginning of the year, say 20 or 25.